Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Alice Boswell. How are you? I know I wasn't here last week. I had some family issues that I had to take care of and just couldn't get up, but I'm here this week. And this week, I think I have a really great conversation for you, and it's in regards to being bullied. Being bullied is not just for children, but for adults as well. So that's something we're going to get into tonight. I am doing Blog Talk Radio, and I am doing right now YouTube Live. So I'm actually trying it to see how it works out for me. I think on the YouTube, I'm going to need a new, like a little fuzzy. I don't know what's going on with it, but let's get started. How's that? And I'll tell you why I decided to talk about this tonight. But I want to get to some announcements first. First, let's talk about Just Me Magazine. Make sure you visit Just Me Magazine at www.justmemagazine.com. First and for those of us on YouTube, follow. Subscribe. It's somewhere down here. I don't think it's up here, but it's down here. Go ahead and subscribe. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and follow the show so you can stay updated. And that's it, right? Oh, you can follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on Facebook. I actually just started my own Facebook page. It's Pieces of Alice Radio Show, so it just says Pieces of Alice. You can look for Alice Boswell or at Pieces of Alice Live. And follow me there as well for the show. You can stay updated with everything that I'm doing. I'm so excited. Hey, and also, well, we're going to go through it. So, Just Me Magazine, check out Just Me Magazine. So, each month I put out a new issue of Just Me Magazine. The new issue for February will be coming out in a couple of more weeks. And don't always remember the tagline. Just Me Magazine, you don't have to be a celebrity to be a star. Right, that's for everybody. Pieces of Alice. Follow Pieces of Alice at www.piecesofalice.com. Right now, I am so excited because I really just finished the whole website, and it looks good to me. It looks good, and I'm very proud of myself because of it. Now, Pieces of Alice is geared around adults, ages 45 and up. And it's basically, it's about living your life no matter the age. It's about having something you need when you want to try something new. It's about having resources to help you succeed in whatever it is you want to do. And it's also knowing that you're never too old and it's never too late to follow your dreams. This is actually about grown folks living. So I have started a membership. You can go on to piecesofalice.com, and you can join the membership club. It's a private club, $10 a month. You get definitely resources, a community. We have a Facebook. If you want to just check it out and see what's going on, go to the Facebook Live group, which is Grown Folks Living Life, all right? But I believe now it's just getting started. So if you get over there and you don't see anybody in there and just like, there's only two people there. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Join, invite your friends, and let's be a community together of everything that we want to do. Because just because you're 45 and over, our lives don't start. Live life. Do whatever you want to do. Travel. start a business, go to acting school. Again, I have, I think I mentioned this the last time I was here, I have 2012. I did the first one with To Kill a Mockingbird. Then I did my second one, Black Girl Magic, She Means War. My third film, the first live film that I was actually able to do, and I cast for, rather, Broke AF, which you can see on YouTube right now, or go to piecesofalice.com and you can see there, and I also have my videos up of everything else I have done. And then I just got cast in, and I hope, if you're in Chicago, I hope you come out and see me. I just got cast in Adultish, and it's a play off of Big, starring Tom Hanks back in the 80s. So I hope you come out and see it. So it's actually, I gotta put my glasses on. I am older. That is going to be seen on February 23rd at the Al Lawson Prairie Center for the Arts in Schaumburg, Illinois. And this is a B-side production written and directed by Maurice Prophet. Right? He is awesome, and he's a really great director and really great playwright. So I hope you come out and see us. If you decide you want to get the tickets, just go to B-side production, no S, B-side production, or just go to piecesofalice.com, and the information is right there on the events page. And be sure at checkout that you just put my name, Pieces of Alice referred to. We also have another event coming up, which is February 16th, and that is Stand Up Community, Protecting Our Women and Children. So this is going to be a conversation of all men talking about protecting our women and children and the issues that we have going on in the Black community. So I really hope you're joining us for that too. That is a free event. You can also find that at piecesofalice.com and at dustymagazine.com. Yeah, so I hope you come to that event as well. Give a donation if you need to, if you want to, not if you need to, but if you want to. Let's get started with the all my announcements out. I do believe I'm in the play, Adultus. I want you to come and see me on that. I am so excited. You just don't know. For those that can't see me on the radio, because you can't, unless you're looking at me on YouTube, that's where you go. I am so, so excited about being in this film. I have a great part. So my part actually go from happy to sad to angry to relieved, you know, in a span of an hour and a half. And me just being a freshman in acting, It's amazing. It's just an amazing feat that I am actually doing it. So I'm happy. I'm so happy. So some things that I want to do for 2019, and I'm doing it. And each day that we wake up, we can do anything we want. And I can. You know, I have been through a lot in my life. And it's okay because I'm learning, and I'm still learning, right? So, again, follow me here on YouTube, follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, go to Facebook and follow me there as well, so we can all do this together. And also join the Facebook group that I have just, what I call it, a club. Join the Facebook club, all right? It's Grown Folks Living Life, and we are grown. We're over 45, and we're doing it. We don't have to let our life stop just because we got older, right? I think the experience actually helps us more than hinder us, all right? All right, so being bullied. I was helping one of my friends move today, and she does. She's a comedian. She was moving, and I was helping her move, and I was talking to someone that was there with this another. Her name is Teresa, and her niece passed away. 13 years old. I'm sorry I don't have her name. But she's 13 years old, and she was being bullied. And it actually just, it did do something to me, because it brings back memories for myself that I was bullied. And for a child, and that's a child, 13 years old. She was bullied. She had a deformity in her arm. I want to say, and if I'm looking at the picture, maybe it's her right arm. And I guess the kids teased her about it. She couldn't take it anymore. Teresa was explaining to me that she was she got straight A's, very, very smart girl. But I guess she just couldn't take the bullying anymore. She just, mom had talked to her the day that she passed away. Mom talked to her and said, hey, I'm going to come. I got the report card. I'm going to come and take you to get something to eat. And by the time she got there, the young lady had passed away. She found her hanged in the closet, I think she told me. Sad. Sad thing. You know, when you bully somebody, and I don't think people understand the extent going on. Okay, so I can talk about myself. Okay? I was bullied. I was bullied from the time I can remember, from being in kindergarten all the way up to high school. And eventually I just left high school because I couldn't take it anymore. It's a real thing, and it's just terrible. I think I had to fight almost every day in school. You know, if I had to fight on the block, I had to, you know, fight at school, fight on the block. I was raised on the west side of Chicago. We moved to the south side of Chicago. It wasn't no better because I'm fighting over there as well. I really didn't have any friends. I was pretty much a loner. With some other things that was happening in my life at the time that I have mentioned before on my show, I'm not going to say I had a bad childhood. It was an unforgettable childhood. I say that. There's a lot of things that I went through, and I think it changed my perception about life because I was bullied, because I did feel like nobody was there. I didn't have anyone to listen to. So as I was doing research on being bullied, I ran across a boy, 10 years old. Parents found him hung. He had hanged himself because he was being bullied by his classmate in Kentucky. He had a colostomy bag, so the kids was teasing him. Couldn't take it anymore, so he hung himself. You know, you have kids that being bullied, and then they go get a gun and they want to shoot and kill everyone. When this I say is a real thing, I've been through it. It is a real thing. I didn't want to go through the stream. I think once or twice I probably have thought about killing myself because I was tired of being alone, but I didn't go through with it. And does it make it right? Doesn't make me right. Everybody has their own way of coming out of it. And for me, not to hurt myself, but to hurt others is not good for me. I think when people are being bullied, we need to pay more attention. And I want to go over some signs, and I can relate to a lot of these signs when it comes to being bullied, right? So you clearly understand when you are bullied, it does alter the it alters the brain, right? It messes with your confidence, your ego, you know. But believe me, sad. It is so sad. I want to cry, but I'm not going to cry because it was a terrible thing for me. I mean, I remember one time I went to May school, on the west side of Chicago, and I literally can run from school every day, every day. And I was not a thin child, not a thin child personnel, but I was not a thin child, so I got it was all the time, right? All the time, and it was not good for me, not good for me at all. Listen, let's go over the 10 signs that you can recognize when someone is being bullied. Unexplained injuries. This would be, and it's often said that most victims of being bullied, the behavior will be to attempt to hide any trace that they are being hurt, scars, bruises on their arm, legs, back, whatever. They're gonna, and it goes from, and it's not just other people doing it to them being bullied. You have to realize it's also self harm. You know, they're cutting themselves, or they're socially withdrawn. They're suicidal thoughts, and most children don't talk about the suicidal thoughts, so this is something we have to see communicate with our children and communicate. And just so we can be clear, adults can be bullied too, people out there. Changes in appetite. You have they lose weight, or they start gaining weight, they're eating too much, they're binging on food. They just change. And that also can go for sexual abuse, okay? They want to change the way they look because they don't want the person who's bothering them to feel sexual to them anymore. Or they're at school and they don't eat their food because somebody's taking it from them. They're taking it from them. By the time they get home, they're so hungry, you think they're just gorging. It's a lot. But those are signs that we need to see. Frequent sick days. They're always at the doctor. They're always at the nurse's station. They always have a headache, always have a tummy ache. You know, you want to, that can definitely be a sign. What I did find, as I was doing my research, the U.S. Department of Education found in 2011 that 5% of 12 to 18 admitted missing school because they were being intimidated by another school, right, or work or whatever. I got teased because, when I was in school, I got teased because none of the girls really liked me. The boys did, so I got it from two ways. Boys stuff with me, and then if the girls definitely fighting me and everything, big ass. Boys want to touch it. Girls jealous of it. That's the only thing I can think of. And it just wasn't fit for me. So I had a friend. She said she was my friend. And she said that, she said, you look in the mirror, she said, you see that you are very ugly. You're black and you're ugly. And I thought that was the only friend that I had. I remember going to the bathroom right after she said it, and I put soap all over my face. And it was wife soap. And I'm like, what if I keep this soap on my face? Maybe I'll look better. And then we talk about that has happened to me, but recently someone just said, they're sitting across from the table from me, he comes over and he's like, hey, you are pleasant to look at. You know, and in the instance, I just like moved back because I'm like, if he really meant it as a compliment, and he did, I don't think he meant it. But I'm like, do I think this is a compliment or what? Who says that to somebody, you're pleasant to look at? And when you have been bullied and abused, your brain goes in a different way, and it starts thinking things, and it almost reverted back. But, okay, let's get back to it. You're missing items. Your child, you know, were missing clothes. They left looking one way. They come back another way. They always missing books, electronics, jewelry. They don't have these things. The grades suffer. They have a tendency to do self-harm. Again, as I mentioned earlier, cut yourself, you know, binge, anorexia, all of that in there. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a therapist, but I know what I've been through. Now, I was more withdrawn than anything. So by the time I hit high school and I was able to be at my mom's house, because I couldn't go be in her house and not be in school, but I didn't want to be there anymore. I felt that nobody loved me. So I left. Nobody liked me. It was only for me to be there, and I got tired of being picked on all the time. So I became withdrawn, and I stayed to myself, and I read a lot of books. Probably not the books that should have been helped fill myself up. And I think my favorite author at the time was Stephen King. So I was reading a lot of Stephen King books and a lot of romance books. Anything that was romance or Stephen King, I was there reading. Isolation, which goes with being withdrawn from family and friends. Avoidance, skipping school and they're missing the bus on purpose. Loss of sleep. This is a really big deal. When you're being bullied, it is very, very stressful. Very stressful. I was very stressed out. You know, I didn't want to go to school. Stressed. I didn't sleep well at night, because sometimes I would think about which way I'm going to go to school, which way I'm going to come back home from school. I remember one time I was at school, high school, right before I decided to leave. I just left school and went straight to, at the time you can just go get your GED, and that's what I did. Got a GED and went to Olive Harvard College. Anyway, I was at school and some girls was picking with me, and I was on the bus, and I just happened to be on the same bus with them. I got off the bus, and I walked from 103rd and Vincennes all the way to 113th and King Drive. Now, we're in Chicago. That's a really big difference. So, again, you know, I learned down the line how to, after the age of out of the abusing stop, because I didn't know how to stop and I didn't seek help. It didn't stop when I left school. I allow it to come back, and I'm going to say I allow it to come back into my life, and I kept surrounding myself by it, by getting into relationships that wasn't good for me at all. So it wasn't until after 40 I decided to stop having sex. You know, start having a relationship with men and learn about myself and protect, kind of, you know, protect myself and all of that. And it was when you are being bullied, I'm going to say this, when you are being bullied and you feel that you don't have anybody to talk to, pick up a phone and cry. I'm going to put some information in YouTube down here, and I'm going to put some information on Blog Talk Radio, a number where you can call and get some help. And the help, sometimes you just have to have somebody to talk to. And I wished and prayed at the time that I had somebody to talk to. I did not just feel like I did, and I know how you feel when you're being bullied. You don't think you have anybody to talk to. Even now, I'm more of a loner than I am with a whole bunch of people. I can be around a lot of people. I was just telling my girlfriend, you're getting lonely. As in, it's not loneliness where you, it's not loneliness where I know I have friends. I know I have family that loves me. Loneliness is because I want somebody special in my life. So that's a totally, totally different thing. But you still want somebody that you can trust, that you can talk to, that you can hold a conversation with. You know, and that's what I want. When you're being bullied, you feel the same way. You want someone that you can have a conversation with, that can help you, that can listen to you, that can guide you, that can assist you. And I don't want you to think that there's somebody out there. There's someone out there. So I'm going to put some information down, and you can call. If you have to, you can send me an email, piecesofourlives.com, and I'll be glad to talk to you as well. Like I said, I've been through it. I've been teased about some of everything. Fatness, my teeth, everything. So, didn't have the right clothes, certain way like the rest of the girls. It's hair not long, hair too short. It could be so much, and it could be heartbreaking. And for these two children, that one that I just heard about today, and she was 13, and she hung with seven, and she was a straight-A student. And then the 10-year-old boy, 10, he hung himself. He's in his classmates this season. And then you got the rest of them that don't hang, but they go and kill everybody else. I don't know how else to say it, but that's what happened. And it's not just not white. This is an epidemic between kids bullying other kids that cause them to act a certain way. And if you're being bullied and you feel that you don't have anywhere to go, you do. You do have someone. Somebody is out there to talk to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for help. That's something I wish I had done. And I think my life would have probably been a little bit better at the age of 20 on, if I had just did that, but I didn't. So, that is the show. Recognize the signs of bullying. The one being bullied, speak up. Speak up. I know it's a hard thing to say, but I didn't do it. But speak up. Let people know that you are being bullied. That is my show, and this is Pieces of Alice. If you haven't, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow the Blog Talk Radio channel. Actually, go over to my Facebook page. I have a professional Facebook page. You can go over there. It's Alice Boswell at Pieces of Alice Live, and follow me. And be sure you join Pieces of Alice Live membership. We'll come over there to Grown Folks Live, all right? I want to thank you, and I will see you next Sunday at 10 p.m. Bye. I hope to see you soon. All right. Let me stay in 60 seconds. We'll be out of here. Goodbye.